Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hyped. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be. Joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy. Woo! Eat, sleep, fantasy.
Hello, everybody. This is take three of our live show. Hope everybody is sticking with us. If you're not, I'm sorry. If you're listening to this, not, man, this is a train wreck. We started this live show three times with problems every single time, but hopefully we have it right now. With me on the line is Christian Brito. What's up, Christian?
Holy fuck.
That was the worst start we've ever had, ever. And
four shows that we started to finally get on air?
Yes, sorry. Okay, let's just start the call. Look, we have two people on hold. One person's been waiting.
Wait,
I want to know what kind
rap?
Of train wreck they're waiting.
Intro rap thing? Did you play intro rap?
Yeah, I played that. Yeah. I welcomed everybody to Sleep Fantasy.
All right, fine. Let's answer the calls, and then I'm getting to our housekeeping.
916 area code. Are you on hold still, and what's up?
Dale, this is your dad.
Well, what's
hey, Dad.
Up, Mr. Dave?
It's
how you
time
doing?
To come home, Dale. Your mom's worried sick. I haven't got laid in 6 months.
Oh, I might have something to do with that.
God. It just
what's
it didn't
up,
knock it. What's up, man? Who's this?
This is M to the ELO.
Mello, what's up, man? We haven't heard from you in like a couple weeks. Hey, did our
I know, man.
Did our show sound as bad as it was on our end?
What do you mean? Like the
we started it and ended it like three times now.
I know. I was on the first one and then I'm driving, so I took my headphones off. I was like, I don't know what's going on. But it's all good.
Good, man. Well, we're glad you're calling back. And, man, thank you again. Mello's, he was our listener of the month last month. We don't really do it. He's our own first and only listener of the month. So you have that going for you, Mello.
Like never again?
Yeah.
Hey, you asked for a shirt, but we don't have your size. But when we get a size, I'll send it to you for sure.
You don't even know my size.
Yeah, you said. Didn't you send it to me?
Uh-huh.
Oh. What size do you wear? I'll send you a shirt.
Mother imposter.
Maybe.
I wear like XL or 2X. It don't matter.
I see the 2.
Whatever, though. Whenever you get one.
Okay.
I'm
we'll send you one.
I'm not handling you for stickers. I ain't handling you for stickers or none of that shit.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair. You want to talk some fantasy football?
I was just saying what's up, man. I don't really got too many questions. You know, I got I mean, really, the only question is not even hard. It's just I got Baltimore in hella leagues, but the Saints been playing pretty good. So that defense, I don't know. I was just one of them. What do you guys think?
No, we really appreciate you calling. I don't know. I have nothing to talk to you about. Hey, what do you do for a living? I never did. Did we ask you that?
Nah.
What do you do?
There's no set topic today. I know there's something about Fig Newtons or some shit.
Oh yeah,
we're
gonna
talk about
our
rankings and stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about our rankings and all that stuff. But the under topic actually, I want to know if you ever won anything. Besides, I mean, I'm not talking about like on fantasy football, but have you won a drawing or anything?
It's funny you say that because I'm sure I've won hella stuff before, but the one thing, this is pretty funny, the one thing that comes to mind, when I was like maybe about 17, no, maybe 16, because I didn't have my license yet, but my stepdad took me to this car dealership. This is no bullshit. They were giving away cars in a raffle.
What?
And they had like 8 of them, right? All right, so check this out. I won a car. So I thought it was going to be dope because it was a brand new car dealership. But the cars, they weren't that. They weren't even brand new. They ended up being like some buckets.
Hey, right? That's okay though. I mean, being like 15 or 16 years old, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. All right. So check this out.
Hey, that's like $400 cash for clunkers.
So check this out. I won. It was a Buick LeSabre 4-door. I won the shit, right?
Right.
My mom. I didn't have my license, so my mom drove it home. On the way home, it broke down and completely shit the bed, and I never got to drive it ever. It was done.
Oh, that sucks. That's an awesome story, though. That's really good. Dude, that's pretty bad luck. Being like 15, 16 years old, winning a car, feeling excited, and fucking never being able to drive it again. That sucks.
Yeah, so that's it, man. Where's Curtis at, man?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I hope he's going to call in because I need to talk to him. I need to talk to somebody.
Well, he's probably on his way to Brito's house right now.
Brito has a man crush. He just wants somebody to cook for him.
Honestly, if I could have like a private chef, that would be my dream.
Yeah.
I would get even fatter than I am.
All right, Mello. We need to start. We haven't started the show yet, but thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm gonna go check out my Raiders, get their ass kicked. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Amari Cooper already has a touchdown, so that's good.
Yeah, all right.
All right, later, man. Hey, all right, this one person has been on hold for like 5 minutes. Christian, let's get to him, and then we got to take hold on calls for a little bit until we talk about stuff. So from the 971 area code, I'm sorry you've been on hold for so long, but we appreciate it. What's your name and where you're from?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Manny from Oregon. I called last week.
Oh,
hey,
Manny.
What's up,
Manny?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks for calling, and thanks for sticking with us on hold. So many people get on hold for like a minute, and they get impatient and hang up on us. So thanks for hanging out.
Oh, man. The reason I was on last time, I was like waiting for like 17 minutes because I was like, maybe this is like a radio station hotline where like maybe you don't get through the whole time. And then so I was like, oh, I'll just wait just in case. But
yeah.
No, you guys have to call right away. But yeah, no, I got two questions actually. I got some running back questions. Right now I have Kareem Hunt playing for me, and I have LeSean McCoy as my running back too. I wanted to start a flex running back this week, but I'm not sure if I want to start Doug Martin or Joe Mixon.
Doug Martin.
Yeah, I think it's
Doug Martin.
Martin is not
regardless
yeah,
of
yeah.
his matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm confirming my rankings here. I got Doug Martin as my RB18, and I got Mixon just outside my top 24 at R25.
Yeah, I'm around the same.
But
too,
just
so.
Off my gut, I'm going Martin. I just feel like he's just going to be safe.
Yes, I think week to week Martin's going to be pretty safe. If Martin's going to be your flex, you can pretty much safely put him in your flex every week. I don't want to be too worried about the matchup.
You could put him as an RB2. I mean, you're pretty well at running back. If you got him as your flex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually don't worry. I mean, except for last week, I had McCoy on a bye, but I've been doing all right with Hunt and Doug Martin just coming back up from being suspended. My other question is, what's that?
Those are literally my two running backs in my league of record, Hunt and Martin, and I roll with them every week.
Nice. Well, that's good to know. So my other question is Pittsburgh's D or Saints defense?
That's a good question. Pittsburgh is playing Cincinnati. Division game. I'll probably roll with them. You kind of those games tend to get kind of, grimy. There'll be a couple turnovers. I know the Saints have been doing very well on defense. They are playing, Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers. So they're going to be ranked higher than I normally would have them, but still give me the Steelers. I like these, grimy AFC North divisional games. I think you'll get some fantasy points out of that.
Yeah, I agree. I take the Steelers.
And that's going on all this because I do PPR, so it's not standard league or anything like that. So
yeah,
I'm not sure that actually goes in the relevance.
Yep, very good.
Cool, man. Just to let you guys know, I won some stuff. I think the coolest thing I've ever won is an autographed basketball by Aaron Brooks when he played for U of O.
Nice. How'd you win it?
I signed up at one of the Dutch stores, and then a couple weeks later, I got an email. I went to go to the store to pick it up, and yeah, it's pretty sweet, man. I ended up actually picking up a couple more signatures going to some games and stuff. So, but
nice.
I actually won that with the autograph already.
Nice. That's not bad. That's a pretty good. It's a pretty good win.
This is a pretty good win.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling again, Manny. No, we sincerely appreciate you listening, calling. I know you're pretty active listeners, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I follow you guys on Twitter also as much as I can. So, yeah, dude, keep up the good work, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep listening tonight as well.
Sweet.
Thanks, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, man. Take care.
Later. Christian, I don't hear the enthusiasm in your voice right now.
I am trying to fix the fiasco on Twitter. I'm multitasking.
What's the fiasco on Twitter?
The fact that we started our show four times.
Are people upset?
People are upset. We have the wrong link on Twitter. Corrected link. Call in. What's the phone number? 50. Oh no, that's our voicemail hotline that I'm about to give. Can you give me the Blog Talk Radio phone number? I don't know by memory. I know that.
Yeah, it's 657.
383-1195. Yeah. You just got to start me off. I need that area code.
And Blog Talk Radio.
383-1195.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio. It's the same thing in all our tweets. It doesn't change. BlogTalkRadio.com/EatSleepFantasy.
Yes, but I'm putting the link directly, so you don't have to do that. It goes straight.
No, I got you. I understand. Okay, good enough.
I tweeted corrected link live. Call.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And I got to clean that up. Live show. Anyways, today, like we mentioned, we're going to be talking about rankings today. We're pretty much going to break down our early rankings. I know it's Thursday and it's kind of weird. It's like, man, this isn't very early. But Christian and I, we kind of wait and look at all the news injuries on Thursday. We do our first draft. Friday, we do our second draft. Saturday and Sunday, we tweak to get perfect. And that is how we get awesome rankings on Fantasy Pros. Christian, you had an up and down season so far. You've had a couple good weeks, you had a couple bad weeks, but it's all good, right?
I am just now getting my momentum.
And by the way, for everybody calling
every week.
For everybody calling, we do really appreciate it. I just stay on hold if you are on hold, and we appreciate it and all that stuff. We're gonna get to you as soon as we can. We just have when we're in the middle of stuff, I just don't want to halt the train to take a phone call all the time. But that's what I just did. So we're going to take a phone call. 760 area code.
Is
What's
it
your
Damien?
Name from?
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing good. How you guys?
Good. Thanks
Great.
For calling.
Good. I just had a question. I had to make a decision on my running back position. Adrian Peterson, Doug Martin, or Joe Mixon?
Wow, this is almost the exact question from earlier. You're just adding Adrian Peterson into the mix. Adrian Peterson's got a pretty damn good matchup this week, and if he's going to get that same snap percentage, same carries, I mean, I don't expect him to have 26 carries again, but he's playing L.A., and they are short weak against the run. I trust Doug Martin. Right, he's probably the safest option, but if you want to go out there and you know have some upside with your RB2, then I might roll with Adrian Peterson. Joe Mixon's last for me here.
Okay,
agreed.
Appreciate it, guys.
Agreed, 100%.
All right, excellent.
Yeah. Hey, good luck. Hey, sweet. Really quick. Wait, I want to know: have you ever won anything?
Oh, on the radio all the time. Yeah, concert tickets, stuff like that.
What's like the coolest thing you ever won? Or on the radio or not, what's like the coolest thing you ever won in your life?
Won concert tickets to Bruno Mars in Vegas last year. So
wow,
that was
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Vegas weekend.
I feel like the people who win radio contests, they like there's like radio contest people, right? Are you one of those people that like really know their shit to win radio contests, or is it just luck? For you?
And it's just it's luck. I have a work cell phone and a personal, and I just dial in, and you know, just luck on my side, I guess.
Nice, good job, man. That's cool. All right, hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've totally forgot about radio contests.
Yeah.
Local sports station here, I've won several times.
By the way, live update, Amari Cooper now has 2 touchdowns.
So, you know what I was going to say before we started the show was, this feels like an Amari Cooper week. And, of course,
and yeah. I can prove it because I own Amari Cooper in one league, and I started him over Chris Hogan.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not very bold, I know, but
that is
I did
bold.
It.
That is, based on this year so far, that is kind of bold.
Yeah.
Hey, I started Kareem Hunt. That's bold.
Bold.
65 yards already in the first quarter.
How many yards?
65.
Wow, that's nice. Do you have him as your RB1 this week?
RB2, I believe. I think I have him behind Bell.
I went a little crazy.
I think Bell's back, baby.
Yeah, oh, for sure. 100%.
You like that alliteration?
Yeah, Bell's back, baby. Yep. We are going to talk today about hot dogs. We're going to talk about McNewtons.
Yes.
We still get people talking about hot dogs, by the way. Every email I have, it signs off as either boil hot dogs all the way or never boil a hot dog.
Okay. I think it's time we do something right now. I have a confession to make.
What?
About 2 weeks ago.
You microwaved a hot dog, didn't you?
I microwaved a hot dog. And so I did something because you told me to do this, right? You told me to wrap that hot dog in a moist paper towel.
That's right. Yep.
That hot dog was disgusting, dude.
Are you kidding me?
So while I admit, I'll admit that I did microwave it for the convenience sake, it was gross. And it was... All right. It was an all beef ballpark Frank.
Did it burst a little bit? Did it split?
It always splits in the microwave. Okay. Always.
Yeah, that's good.
Without fail.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that's a good thing? That's gross.
No, you want it to split. You want it to splinter and you want it to like you want it to blister.
Okay.
That's like that would make that's what makes a good hot dog. Good blistering. I have a Kareem Hunt. I went a little bold, and I put him at 5 overall this week.
Wow.
I put Leonard Fournette and Ezekiel Elliott. I think both really good matchups ahead of him. And I even put Todd Gurley ahead of him. I shouldn't have done that, but it's done,
no,
so whatever.
Yeah.
It was kind of a gut call. I was in between. I said, fuck it. I just put him. I put it in. Kareem Hunt is the real deal. I really like him.
So is Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so happy that I got Kareem Hunt this year.
Everybody's really happy they got Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, but are they in keeper leagues? Are they going to win their league? I'm going to win our league.
I doubt it.
Nobody cares about our fantasy teams. They want us to help their fantasy teams.
Yeah, okay.
That's how this works.
I guess so. Again, guys, if you want to call in, 657-383-1195. We apologize for the craziness. We went live. We stopped. We only went live again, but now we're live and we're good.
So when you started the show, did you do all the where people could find us, all that, or do we need to do that again?
I don't know because I did it 4 times. So can you just tell them?
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Eastleigh Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the McNewton of Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Christian Brito. Joining me as always in the middle of this podcast, I say about 18 minutes in, is Mr. Dale DeMott. What's up, Dale? Live show Thursday. How you doing?
Yeah, live show Thursday. Crazy. We apologize again to everybody who tried to listen to us and didn't get through or whatever. I don't know what happened. Let's just put it in the history books and never talk about it again. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. If you're listening to this not live and you're like, hey, I didn't know they did a live show, maybe you should follow us on Facebook or Twitter, because we talk about it all the time on those platforms, and we talked about it on the pod, so you have no excuse.
No excuses. No excuses. There's no excuses. EastleafFantasy.com. We're on there. Twitter, at EatSleepFF. Facebook.com/EatSleepFantasy. Instagram.com/EatSleepFantasy. Sleeperbot, EatSleepFantasy. Draft app, EatSleepFantasy. Promo code, $3, free entry. Follow us. We're everywhere. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, we're almost everywhere. I would love to be in a position, maybe like another year down the line, where I could just, you know, we could talk about it on the pod, and I could say, hey, who wants to come over and watch some football? And we have a big football party. I would love to be at that space, maybe next year or something. Hey, we do have a call. It's from 786 area code.
Ooh.
It could be the man, the myth, the legend. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
What's up, guys? It's Curtis.
What's up, Curtis? How you doing, man?
Man, doing good. I got everything for you guys. Before you even start, I have a quick comment. For anybody who gives you that ring, they can suck a dick. Just saying.
Thanks, okay. Curtis.
Damn. All right. Thank you, Curtis.
Yeah, that's how we feel.
No, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
What if there's... never mind.
Curtis,
what's up?
You're the official chef of Eat Sleep Fantasy. We asked you if you can help us. The connection between Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey is now known as the McNewton, and we need help creating a McNewton when somebody orders it. So, what is it?
Okay, I had to literally sit down and literally go over things that I know I would eat. They would taste amazing.
Okay.
So. The burger, it'll be a burger that consists of caramelized onions and the fake noon burger. Your meat will consist of, it'll either be ground bison. I like ground bison because it's very lean and juicy. Or if not that, you can do half ground pork and half ground beef or ground sirloin or ribeye, depend on your budget.
Okay.
So for your seasonings, you can use salt, fresh ground pepper. Light paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, and Worcestershire sauce. You're gonna bind this burger up. You're gonna have to let it sit for at least 12 hours minimum to let the flavor really seep into the meat, so it'll be nice and juicy and tender.
I like it.
All right. Next, you're going with your onions and figs. You're gonna take medium sized white sweet onions, one or two depending on how many burgers you want to make. You're gonna slice them very thinly. Put them on low fire with a half garlic clove, with extra virgin olive oil. You're gonna let them turn golden brown. After that, you're gonna add dry figs into it. You're gonna let both of those cook down, and if you fancy cause I like cook with red wine, so you're gonna add 2 cups of red wine with it, and let it reduce down more, so it become almost like a really thick kind of syrup. And then after that, it should be ready. Then you're gonna take your patties. If you're gonna cook them on a flat top of grill, perfectly. I like grill better because it's gonna give it a nice smoky flavor. You're gonna let it cook on both sides. The first side you let cook on for at least 5 minutes. Get a nice crust. And the second side you're gonna let it cook on for like 2 minutes because I like my burgers medium well. For the cheese, I like using sharp cheddar cheese, and combine that with mozzarella cheese. So it's nice. It's like really, really cheesy. I'm talking about like that ooey gooey stuff.
Like a string. Like you bite into it, and like the cheese stays with the burger.
Yeah,
creates a bridge between the burger and your mouth. I get it. Yeah, I like it.
So Zach has come up with another name for this burger. He's calling it a Fig Mac.
Oh, Fig Mac. Oh, that's okay. Okay, Curtis.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, is there more?
Yes, there's going to be, yes, there's more.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you, I came up with a whole thing.
Okay.
For the bacon, I would recommend you use maple sugar bacon, thick cut.
Because thick cut
is always the best for a burger.
Uh-huh.
And me, I like making my own like cilantro mayo. You just get some mayo, chop it up finely with cilantro, and mix it in. It's perfect on any burger. And ketchup is optional. And there you go. Your fig Newton.
Yeah. That sounds nice, man. I like it. I don't know if anybody else found that helpful, but I definitely did, and that's all that matters.
Yeah,
I think somebody
because you guys told me to come up with a burger. I said, okay, I guess I'll come up with a burger then.
There it goes.
I'm awesome. Impressed with your level of dedication, Curtis.
Yes.
I think this month's listener of the month is now Curtis, even though you said we weren't going to do that again.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's definitely in the run. We appreciate it, Chef Curtis. Hey, you want to talk some fantasy football, or are you just calling about
I talk some fantasy football. Right now, I'm watching the game. I'm kind of upset because I have Amari Cooper on the bench with 24 points, so I got to look at that.
I saw
Tariq Hill over him. Tariq Hill saying with a nice donut.
Yeah.
I got Kareem Hunt has his 10 points, so I'm hoping for more. If he can find end zone this week, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, I think he can. I think he can.
And, my defense right now, I have a choice between Buffalo and the Panthers. I like Buffalo this week because they've been a really good defense, and the option of Winston not playing be perfect. If Winston does play, I have the Panthers as a backup because I feel with the Bears. I feel that's a very susceptible defense, a successful offense, and the defense can take advantage of that.
Yeah, man, you're right on the money. If Jameis Winston doesn't play, the Bills 100%. I have Carolina ahead of the Bills. The Bills are for real defense, by the way. I mean, they're going to be a top 12 defense this week as well. But yeah, I'm playing Panthers against the Bears this week.
All right. I am probably going to go Bills either way, just because you might not have the upside of the defense because let's say there's a bunch of turnovers for Chicago. It's possible. But I think the Bills' defense is just a more solid defense from week to week, and I trust them more.
Yep.
Oh, I got you. All right,
man. Cool. Hey, Curtis, man, we appreciate you calling in, seriously, and we appreciate you listening.
Oh, no. No problem. I mean, I called earlier, but you guys have some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we fucked it up, but we're back.
That's all due.
Yeah, I guess there's no show tonight.
No, we're here. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
All right.
Later.
No problem at all, guys.
He came strong today.
Dude, I'm really impressed.
He got on the phone. He's like, hey, what's up? It's Curtis. Like, yeah, you know, we're just old friends. Like, hey, it's Curtis. And then he brought it.
Yeah, so I started writing, and then I lost it. I kind of need him to tweet me that recipe. I will legitimately do that, except I don't know where the hell I'm going to get some ground bison. You ever had a bison burger, by the way?
I have. They're okay.
It's a less greasy burger.
Yeah, I need my burgers to be a little – it is definitely more lean, and I think that causes problems.
That causes problems? I don't know. I had a good experience.
We have actually – I want to talk really quick to one of our main men. I don't know what you want to call him. Big part of Eat Nation, big part of what we do on the podcast, Steven – is our writer. He writes a ton, and he's really good at what he does.
Why don't you say his last name, Dale?
Sparkabelli.
Wow, fellas.
Steven, what's up, man?
Close enough. Not too much, man. Not too much. My name's been pronounced so many ways, it wouldn't even matter.
How do you pronounce it again?
You guys came up with Spaccaratelli.
Spaccaratelli. Ah, sorry.
Bless you.
Exactly. Spaghetti, whatever. You know, it all works.
Steven puts out
that burger.
kind of good,
that
right?
That recipe that guy put out for that burger, it was like insanely delicious sounding. I would have to stick with the fat meat though.
Yeah.
Well, he did give. I wrote this down. He gave multiple options here. Hold on. You think I'm kidding? Let me just flip open my notebook real quick.
Oh yeah, no. He said, okay. You could do like.
He said
pork.
Ground bison, or you could do half ground pork, and half ground sirloin.
Right.
Or ribeye.
Right.
That's not that combo.
That sounds just insane.
Yeah, with the caramelized onions.
I've never tried that. I'm going to go to the supermarket this weekend and make some burgers with half ground pork and half ground sirloin.
There you go.
Because
that has to be this weekend, man. I mean, stores are open 24 hours. You can make that happen tonight.
Hey, for anybody who doesn't know, anybody who doesn't go to our website often, Steven writes a ton of content for our website. And you can find a lot of his other work. Steven, you do some work on your own as well, right? You want to plug that really quick?
Correct. Yeah, my website is dominatedynasty.com, and I'm just kind of starting up this year.
Good deal.
I lean more towards like dynasty leagues, but I've been in fantasy football for 10 plus years and I've been very successful, so obviously you want to touch all markets.
Definitely.
Dynasty is kind of like my niche,
right?
Yeah. Nice.
And
he
writes our Wire column every week, and it's the Wire.
Most of the time when we talk waiver wire, we're picking out parts from his article, and I think we plug you every time we talk about it, Steven, because you do have great stuff, and we don't always have all the time to go through your entire list verbatim. And I don't think that's really fair to you. So we kind of pick parts out of it and make sure that our listeners go to our website every, do you release them on Tuesdays? I should know this.
Yeah. They get published on Tuesdays.
Yeah. So if you guys on Tuesdays, when it's about waiver wire time to start looking, Steven definitely knows his stuff and definitely, we'll give you the goods. Just eSleepFantasy.com and just look at the articles, and you'll see his the Wire right up there with all the articles there. Steven, give me some highlights for this week. We had a waiver wire show earlier in the week, but give me some of your highlights that you're really looking forward to this weekend.
I'm not really. I didn't get a chance to listen to that pod this week. It's been a busy week coming back from vacation and whatnot, but. One of the guys that really intrigues me simply because of the history that he had in New England before he started dealing with some injuries is Deion Lewis. The biggest thing about Deion that I liked, and he was actually one of my favorites in the dynasty league that I had, is because he is a dual threat back, but he's a power back too. So even, pre-LeGarrette Blount, pre-Mike Gillisley, Deion Lewis and James White, they were the guys. I mean, there were guys that ran, Stephen Ridley, and during his time there, he was out, with knee injuries, and they came in and they filled in and they took those roles, and Belichick really liked both of them. So the fact that he's out there and he's playing healthy again, I like what I see. And last week, Gillisley, we all know that he's touchdown dependent at this point in the season, and the fact that he put the ball on the ground against the Jets last week, I mean, that's a big no-no for Belichick, and he'll find a seat on the bench really fast with him. And I'm really curious to see how much Lewis's role grows from this point going forward.
Yeah, see how his role grows, but also watch and look for James White and wondering how much his role is diminished. It's the whole situation is weird with Deion Lewis because he was the guy. I mean, before he got hurt two years ago, it seemed like they really believed in him. Yeah. I mean, he was elusive. He could quote unquote, I'm quoting Christian here, he's elusive. and then he got injured and they're like, okay, well, let's just move on. We'll keep him on the roster, but we'll get pieces. And so it's really weird what they do. And, anyways, so it's going to be interesting to see how plays out.
I agree with that. I mean, the only value I see is Deion Lewis is back, and that knee is good, and he's playing at the level that he was at before. James White, the only value he really holds, in my opinion, and probably even before this, is in PPR leagues. He's a decent flex option in PPR leagues all day long.
Right, right.
I'm gonna say something. If Steven is telling you to go out there and add someone, these are some of the guys that he told you to add early on in the season. In week two, you had Deshaun Watson as one of your waiver wire picks. You had Chris Thompson and Alvin Kamara. In week four, you had Alex Collins. These are guys that several weeks later, they're showing that they're very much worth their waiver wire ads. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Nice.
No, I appreciate that. Kamara was a guy that I was driving hard, and I've communicated with you guys. It's like, you know, I try to pick people, you know, on the high end, like 65% owned, and I'm really surprised that it took Kamara as long as it did to get out of that percentile. But he was a guy that, you know, I had my eyes on from day one, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, you know, it was just like, you know, with the three running backs back there, that, you know, that caused a lot of concern, and it just ended up going so well for him. You know, now that Adrian Peterson is out of the way, I mean, he wasn't really doing much to his value anyways, but just him being there made people a little bit unsettled. So,
right,
exactly. And I mean, with the history of AP, how could it not?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Cool. Steven.
Another guy. Yeah.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, another guy, like, thinking forward rest of season two, that really kind of intrigues me is Juju Smith-Schuster in Pittsburgh. I think that he's a guy that's going to grow opposite of Antonio Brown, I think, and the fact that going into last week, that the coaching staff was coming in saying that they wanted to give Brian a rest and you would see more of Smith-Schuster in the field. I mean, he's cutting into Brian's time a lot. I mean, whether it's targets or whatever the case may be, snap count, he's constantly growing, and he really hasn't given them a reason not to play them, and Roethlisberger really doesn't have a reason not to go to him either. I mean, it's hard to say who that other guy is going to be. I mean, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell just set an NFL record with having 700 yards of scrimmage each through the first 6 weeks of the season. So, right. You know, outside of those two guys, it's hard to say. But
yeah,
he's a guy I think to kind of watch out for, especially in dynasty leagues.
Yeah, I mean, anybody in that offense getting around, you know, 5, 6, 7 targets a game, I think it's pretty valuable. Ben Roethlisberger likes to air it out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And also with the whole drama around Martavis Bryant, we'll see where that goes. But a lot of drama.
Who knows? Nobody's going to draw attention to the whole scene, right? I mean, obviously, everybody downplayed it, and everybody says he loved being there. But, yeah, like you said, who knows? See what happens.
Yeah. Steven, we appreciate you at many different levels, especially because you write for us and you put out awesome content for our listeners to read. But we appreciate you calling in and listening and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, my pleasure. You know, I enjoy listening to the show. You know, I spend some mornings, you know, with my profession. I have some time in the morning, just kind of sit back and listen. So I enjoy the show. I enjoy being a part of the team.
Nice, man.
You know, I appreciate you guys as well. So,
yeah, sweet.
You know, I'm looking forward to, more years and just continue to build this thing with you guys.
What do you do?
Like, I'm actually a mechanical design engineer.
I have no idea what that
means.
So
basically, I design tooling that builds cars.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty easy job anybody can do.
it's a cakewalk, man. All the cool kids are doing it. How about Steven. That? Alex Smith, 64 yards to Tyreek Hill. Did you guys see that?
Nice. Yeah, it's
not good. I'm playing against Alex Smith, and I have Kareem
Hunt. All right, buddy. Well, we'll talk to you soon, Steven.
Yeah, sounds good. Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
All right,
thanks for calling in, man. Thanks.
Good dude.
Yep. I
What's up?
I got to admit, man, we can't do this on Thursday nights or Sunday nights.
It's kind of distracting, right?
Super got football in the background. Literally, yeah. You're talking to Steven, and I'm like, oh, Tyreek Hill just scored.
Yeah. I'm playing Tyreek Hill and Amari Cooper on the same team, so that's good.
Oh, you have both?
Hey, I have both. I traded for Tyreek Hill,
Cooper,
actually.
Right?
No, redraft. All right, we have another caller from the 260 area code. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm from Indiana.
Nick, what's going on, man? We're doing well.
Just watching the game. And did I just hear one of you guys have Amari Cooper and Tyreek Hill?
I do.
On
yes,
your
sir.
Roster? Oh, man. You're having a good week so far.
Yes, I am. And I don't remember how I got Tyreek Hill. I think I don't remember who I traded for him, but yeah, it was a good deal. I think I did a 2-for-1, somebody that needed. Maybe I gave him I don't remember. I'm not even going to try to remember because I don't. But anyways, it's looking good for me so far. So.
Yeah.
What's up? Want to talk some fantasy football?
I was going to ask you a question about Adrian Peterson and David Johnson situation. Let's just say Adrian Peterson has an okay season. Of course, maybe he's not going to post a monster number like he did last week, but if he keeps being consistent, let's just say maybe 18 points or over a game, hypothetically, how do you think the depth chart would be when David Johnson gets back in around November, December?
I think it goes back to being David Johnson is the guy and Adrian Peterson goes back to what he was in New Orleans where he's not relevant. The issue is do they ease David Johnson back or do they even bring him back at all if they're not really a contender?
Right.
So
saying if they're out of the playoffs, I just assumed that they were going to just rest him until next season.
Right. So that's where I'm more worried is not what the role is going to be when they bring David Johnson back. I'm worried is if they're going to bring David Johnson back, if it's worth it to them, because that is their offense. That is one of the pieces of their future. And I'm not sure they are going to risk them that if they are outside of, any sort of playoff push.
Right.
Right.
I mean, right now they're 3-3. If they're sitting there at 6-6 and they have a chance of, running the table, or they're sitting there at, maybe 6-5, right? You're 11 games in, they're 6-5. Maybe they bring them back. Maybe they, in that case, I think they do go full steam ahead because their best chance of winning is with David Johnson on the field.
Yeah. 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 It's going to be, it'd be tough if you own them both.
And I got one more question before I leave here real quick.
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton and the Andrew Luck situation. It looks like Andrew Luck's not going to be playing this season, most likely.
No.
Who knows?
Right.
What should I do with T.Y. Hilton? Because I've been holding him all season, waiting for a consistent 2016 T.Y. Hilton scores. What should I do with him? Try to trade him maybe for the name, but I don't know if I can actually do that now because everybody knows how bad he's doing, except it was 2 weeks ago, he got 17 points in standard scoring.
Right.
So what do you think I should do with him?
You can go ahead, Christian.
So I think moving forward, you aren't ever going to get exactly what you invested in terms of draft stock, but what else are you going to do? I don't think you're ever going to bench him either. Unless he's playing Denver, I don't see a scenario in which who are your other options?
Let's see. I'm in a 10-man league, so our teams are pretty good. I got Tyreek Hill. I'm starting him right now, and I'm really enjoying that.
Nice.
Brandon Cooks. Okay, that's who I'm currently starting.
So wide receivers are okay. This changed a little bit if you're in like a 10-team league. Maybe there is days where you might bench him, but okay. So all right, so you got Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks, all right, two guys that are top 12 options. Actually, those are two guys that are maybe actually most weeks over T.Y. Hilton or any other options that you got. So okay, what so what's your question for this? Is it for the future or for this week?
For the future.
Okay. So I mean, moving forward, most weeks you're going to be starting Brandon Cooks and Tyreek Hill, right? The only issue is that with Cooks, you might get some of those down weeks like you had against Carolina, where you only had 38 receiving yards, or against New Orleans, week two, where he's kind of a dud. But outside of that, I mean, that's most wide receivers. So, I mean, if you want to move him and you can get something, how's your running backs looking? What is it that you want to get out of
them? Pretty good, basically, because I'm a sleeper guy. I believe in sleepers. You know, I don't really draft by the name. I just draft by the gut feeling. So I was able to have Adrian Peterson, Mark Ingram, Doug Martin, Marco Murray, Ty Montgomery. Montgomery, I'm still kind of, he's probably splitting carries with Aaron Jones, or maybe it'll, like, go over to Aaron Jones. But, yeah, that's who I have.
Okay. Why not do some sort of package where you can take two of those wideouts and get somebody that's elite every week? I mean, you got probably three top 15 wideouts. Why not package two of them and get a top five wideout?
Right.
So that might be your option. I think you could do enough there. Maybe even target a DeAndre Hopkins owner, AJ Green owner.
You have a good problem here.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
AJ Green.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, you can even having T.Y. Hilton on your bench isn't a bad insurance policy either. I mean, that's keeping your team pretty deep, and I don't mind that at all.
It's not a three wide out league. That's the issue. Like, if you're never going to start him,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's
frustrating.
I don't know. I like the depth. Or just wait for T.Y. to go off. Wait for him to get like the two touchdown game that he's going to have the next couple of weeks, and sell him high.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Crazy
for you guys. I haven't seen this in a very long time. Marshawn Lynch got ejected.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh yeah, Stan, I just saw that for like unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yep. Jalen Richard, here we come.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
He's having a couple carries tonight.
Yeah, and he's looking good. But
anyways,
man. Hey,
yep.
We appreciate you calling, and we appreciate you listening.
Yep. Yep. Hey, I like coleslaw, by the way.
Nice.
It's all right.
You gotta love the coleslaw, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Is it a salad?
Yeah, like coleslaw. I think it's a salad, and it has
there
it doesn't
go.
Have like lettuce and carrots in it or something.
I'm putting this up on Twitter, by the way, right now. All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're live on air right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting a live show poll. Is coleslaw a salad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put, is coleslaw technically a salad?
No, don't do it technically. Just put, is coleslaw a salad?
Yes.
Just put, is coleslaw a salad? Don't use the word technically. If you do put the word technically.
Okay,
I didn't.
I said I wasn't. I said live show poll. Is coleslaw, one word or two? Coleslaw?
That's another poll. Is coleslaw one word or two?
Okay. Tweet.
Apparently it's one
and
word. Ooh, but a bunch of recipes say two words. Yikes. Coleslaw with one word, also known as coleslaw with two words, or simply slaw. Oh, I don't want to keep reading this sentence. Is a salad consisting primarily of finely shredded raw cabbage.
Hmm.
Huh. Interesting. It says type salad, course, side dish.
Interesting. Well, I don't know why you think a salad has to be a main dish. Why? Where do you get that from? Most of the time, salad is served on the side.
Or an appetizer.
Along with your meal.
But I don't want it on the side. I don't think it's a good side dish.
I don't know if anybody...
I want to separate this. I want coleslaw as a side dish, and I want salad as not a side dish.
I think you are getting it mixed. I think you're getting your side dishes mixed up. What do you consider a side dish?
Macaroni and cheese, although that can also be a meal. That was a very bad example.
You put the one thing that could be everything. Okay, French fries, a side dish. A little house salad.
Anything starchy is usually a side dish. So you got potatoes are usually a side dish, and sweet potato and rice. Although
number one best side dish.
Like number one best side dish is mac and cheese because it's also a meal on its own.
That's like if you're hungry and you're going to a restaurant and you order macaroni and cheese as your side, like you're hungry. You're ready to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Except all these restaurants now are trying to get too fancy with their mac. It's always like the white cheese, bacon mac. No, man, give me some cheddar.
No, I like the fancy stuff. I like it with sprinkled bacon on top of it,
bacon's fine.
Toasty on top.
But I don't want this white cheese macaroni.
Oh, that's okay.
Parmesan sprinkled on it.
Yeah,
and crunchy.
Here in North Carolina, they use a lot of pimento cheese. You ever tried pimento cheese?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, they do.
We
pimento
talk about
cheese
a lot.
Kind of cheese. We do. Like, I don't know how it comes out so often. Let's talk about. We just got a tweet from Ben saying, "I've heard you talk about slaw more in 2 days than anything else."
That sounds accurate. Sounds very accurate.
Let's talk a little bit about our rankings. How about that? Wow, I need to stop saying that. That's the second day in a row I just said, "How about that?" And it's really unintentional.
A retweet to your "Is coleslaw a salad?" poll. Who the fuck cares? It's still getting thrown away.
All right. So let's just talk about – let's start with quarterbacks. How about that? I think this is a really bad habit for me right now.
Wow.
I don't know how to contain it. I don't know how to stop.
Have I ever told you about the "Go You Home"?
What's that?
Let's just move on. Well, it's something that happened in my house. Well, maybe another time.
I think something that's interesting is that we both have Tom Brady number one overall. That is not what the consensus says. That's not what most people are going to say this week. And both of us have Tom Brady at number one overall. Against Atlanta, I'm perfectly okay with it. I'm betting on Tom Brady to be a top five rest of the season. You agree?
That defense is still going to be bad. I think that offense has to be good if they want to be, in games. And they will be in games because they're the Patriots.
Yep. Actually, instead of going down, 1 through 10 or 1 through 12, I'm going to pick out some maybe people that you could say, hey, this is a little bit out of the ordinary. You have Alex Smith. Well, I guess he's already playing, so it's not going to do a ton of people good. But you have him at 7th-ranked best quarterback. I have him at 12. Tonight against Oakland.
And apparently it's looking pretty good for him right now.
Yeah, 2 touchdowns already in the first half. Yeah,
and
okay.
He's playing me, of course.
Fair enough. I'm just looking down the rankings here, and I have Cam Newton at 6 against Chicago. You have him around 9. I guess it's pretty close. I really believe in Cam Newton rest of the season, especially I have Cam as a top seven quarterback rest of the season, top six quarterback, I think. What about you?
Rest of season, let's see. I'm going to rattle them off, okay? Brady, Breeze, yeah. Watson, sure. Wilson, Wentz, Cam. Yeah, you can put Cam there, Cousins there, Prescott there.
Yeah.
And I just got a message from Armando that says lunch ejected. Not only is he very late, but he also ruined lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of our other, I'm going to just go a little bit deeper here. I like Jared Goff a lot against Arizona. What are your thoughts about Jared Goff for the rest of the season?
I mean, he is not the guy that he was in the beginning of the season. And no, that offense is not what it was in the beginning of the season. Let's remember that he played like these last couple weeks that haven't been great, specifically last week against Jacksonville. Let's remember that Jacksonville's been very good on defense this year. Like, elite defense, surprisingly enough, as that is to say. And Seattle's defense has always been good. Those are two very tough matchups. So it's understandable that his fantasy points, were in the single digits the last 2 weeks. He's a matchup guy. That's what Jared Goff is. So he did great against teams like San Francisco, but you can't expect him to play San Francisco and Indianapolis every week.
Sure.
Now his last, if you play in, if you make it to the playoffs and you got Tennessee and San Fran the last 2 weeks, if you're playing all the way to week 17, I guess, if you're playing week 16, Tennessee, those are the type of matchups where I'm willing to maybe roll him out, but his schedule isn't great. So he's just, he's a waiver wire guy. I don't think he's a guy worth owning.
Right. Fair enough. Definitely streamable, but I'm just going to go on record here. And I have a gut feeling that either Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods is going to have a really good week. I'm leaning towards Robert Woods. Robert Woods has had seven targets last game, eight targets the game before. Playing fairly well. And they're playing against Arizona, and Patrick Peterson will shadow the number one wide receiver. This will leave Robert Woods or Cooper Kupp available.
Right.
I just want to say this out loud because I have these thoughts in the middle of the night, and then I never say them. But
right.
I like it.
Okay.
I think I like Robert Woods.
Yeah, I am debating adding Robert Woods as like a wide receiver three this week. In a league, just because I think he might be a solid option for this week. So, I 100% agree with you there.
Okay, cool. Phillip Rivers against Denver. I have no faith in Phillip Rivers at all this week.
Nope.
He's gotten bailed out with these stupid touchdowns to Melvin Gordon. He's bailing out Melvin Gordon and he's bailing out himself with these stupid little touchdowns, the little 5-yard touchdown passes, 10-yard touchdown passes. I have no faith in him against Denver this week. Although he did well last time they played. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I don't think Phillip Rivers passed for very many yards when he played Denver.
192.
Yeah, okay. What, two or three touchdowns?
192 for three touchdowns. That's not going to happen.
Right. So don't bank on those three touchdowns. I don't like Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, he's a tool. I don't know why you're saying you don't like Phillip Rivers, man. He's a cool guy.
I just don't like him. I just don't like that he has so many kids.
Hey, so what do we do on a live show when I need to use a bathroom?
You cannot use a bathroom. I have a pee jug. I hope you have your pee jug.
Because we've been on air for about an hour, and I've been sitting in front of this computer for about two.
Well, let's wait for somebody else to call, and if they call, you can take a bathroom break while we talk. How about that? So next caller, you can be a fill-in host. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
me just tweet that we need callers.
So as far as the quarterbacks, oh, look, we have a caller already.
Okay,
let's
cool.
see. What's your name? Where you're from? From the 360 area code.
Hello. 360. Just read out his phone number. Maybe I'll he'll.
Hey, you know who it is. I don't even know why you're playing. It's 360. It's Austin. Stone Cold in the
okay.
Matrix.
Thank you for calling, Austin. More. This is perfect. because...
Yes, I know. You have to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. Get it out the way.
No, you're going to be a dick while I leave. All right, Dale. Get ready to play some sounds when I get back.
Austin, thanks for joining us, man. If you guys don't know Austin, he is the man behind the curtain. He helps us run this crazy thing called Eat Sleep Fantasy.
Whatever.
He helps us out more than probably anybody could even imagine. So we appreciate you calling in, Austin. Let's give you one second. We do have a person on the other line. And
yeah, get the other person.
Okay. 786 area code, what's up?
I was calling because you said you guys. I thought you guys needed fill-in, so I was just calling the call.
Oh yeah, no, Austin called in. I appreciate it though.
Yeah, I heard he go to the bathroom, so I said let me call real quick. So he go to the bathroom.
Hey, call in later on. We might need you again. Christian has a small bladder.
I got you.
Later. All right, we have another caller from the 512 area code. What's up? What's your name and where you're from?
Thomas from Austin. Christian told me earlier to pick up Chris Thompson off the waiver wire, but my probably least favorite running back is Jerick McKinnon. Is he worth dropping for Christian Thompson?
No.
So keep Jerick McKinnon. My other running backs are LeSean McCoy, Mark Ingram, Joe Mixon, Matt Breida.
Ew.
Yes. For this week, I'm taking Jerick McKinnon over Thompson.
Okay, cool.
Season long, it's yeah. Season long, Thompson. Man, I think that the Redskins are going to start. I think the Redskins are going to start moving towards Thompson, giving him bigger shares of work as the season goes
more
on.
More so than Vikings go to McKinnon.
Christian and I both talked about this a little earlier. We're not fully sold, and I know I'm definitely not. I guess I won't speak for him while he's not here, but I do think Latavius Murray kind of bounces back, and it kind of seesaws back and forth. And when Latavius Murray has a couple good games, I don't think Jerick McKinnon's going to be out there as much. I don't have any facts to back that up, man. It's a gut feeling.
That's totally fair.
I think Latavius Murray is going to seesaw with McKinnon. What's up, Brita?
Right, that's totally
here's
fair.
The thing, man. here's McKinnon and Murray's situation. Murray,
okay.
Not this past week, the week before, he was supposed to be the starter. He's not 100% right. And the thing is, McKinnon, they don't really expect McKinnon to be anything, but he goes out there. In two straight games, he's super solid. And,
yeah.
I mean, he's looking just as good. Like, don't get me with – like, this is not blasphemy. He looks just as good as Dalvin Cook did. And this is a guy that
– I was a Dalvin Cook owner.
And so I don't think McKinnon is special. There's something that they're doing with that offense. That offensive line seems much, much improved this year.
Oh, for sure.
So I am not necessarily a believer in McKinnon. I think Murray still has a shot at being the guy. And I do think whoever is the guy will have value. And this is a team that does like to have the guy. So
yeah.
My only worry is maybe Murray already missed a shot because McKinnon has done well for 2 weeks. That's my only worry.
He asked if he should drop Chris Thompson for Jerick McKinnon.
Drop Jerick McKinnon for Chris Thompson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that backwards.
Oh, no problem.
Drop
I'd
Jerick McKinnon.
Is this a standard league or PPR?
PPR, full point.
That's a tough one because I think Thompson's role is going to expand in the next couple of weeks.
What are your other running backs that you have to?
I got LeSean McCoy, Mark Ingram, Joe Mixon, and Matt Breida. And I'm already trying to figure out like who to switch for Matt Breida because it's
just
a two quarterback league. I know it's a two quarterback league, and I have Jared Goff on bye in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to have to use Matt Breida to pick up a quarterback at some point.
Why don't you trade one of these options? Whoever you could probably pick up, you could probably drop Breida right now for Chris
Hundley.
Thompson, and then for Thompson, and then trade away one of those running backs for a quarterback.
All right. Well, appreciate your help, guys. I'm the guy who's hashtagging 5-minute thing, not members. but I appreciate everything y'all do. Y'all are great, and look forward to hearing the next installment.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Hey, have you ever won anything?
No, I haven't won anything yet. But I mean,
no, like
now
ever
that I know
life.
It's members.
No, like in life, have you ever won anything?
No, yeah, like I'm one of those dudes who just has given up on trying to win anything.
That's sad.
Wow.
I mean, like that's why I'm saying, like, I mean, that's why I care so much about fantasy right now because I'm 4-2 and I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, look, just stay the course. Don't get cute in your lineups. Just keep winning and just don't overthink it. Play the guys you know are going to score points and you'll win.
All right. I appreciate y'all, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Hey,
Dale.
Better.
How about we give that guy a shirt? Consistent 5-minute member. He's never won anything. Now we can set that right. He won a t-shirt.
I'd rather him not win anything ever. I think that's a better story.
That's mean.
But it's a great story, man.
Okay, what are we really doing now?
What if I told you?
Oh, man. That was rough. That's mean. Probably shouldn't have done that live on air.
Those are the kind of things we edit out, folks. Austin, have you been working on some DFS lineups?
Dude, I ain't done nothing all week.
Jeez. Well,
it's just one of those weeks, man. I just haven't done nothing. Dude, this is a weird week, man. I just finally did picks for this week, and it is a weird week for even picks.
Yeah.
Where I don't even feel confident in my picks.
Who did you pick? Tell me somebody that you don't feel confident in.
I'm pulling back up real quick. Give me a sec. I actually picked the Bears over the Panthers. How do you feel about that one?
Bold.
It is bold.
Nice. It is bold because I figured with Kalicki out, and I figured the Bears would be able to contain. I figured the Bears might be able to pull it off. Might. So I definitely picked the Eagles. I picked the Eagles.
Fair.
On Monday night.
But the Eagles are favored by, I think, 5 or 6.
Yep.
5.5.
Yeah. I picked picked my Pats, but it's going to be close. I mean, like that one, that's a penny toss. That's not even a coin toss. That's you know, I'm going cheap on that one. That could go either way. I'm going with it.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh,
We'll be right back to you. Hold on, Austin. We have a caller on the 304 area code. Not quite the 305.
Oh, man.
304.
Dollar short.
What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Rob Thomas. I'm from Shadyside, Ohio.
Rob Thomas, you are Twitter. We stalked you on Twitter, didn't we?
That's right.
Nice. Thanks for calling, Rob. Hey, you obviously knew who Rob Thomas was, like the famous Rob Thomas, right? You know who.
Yeah.
You've heard of him, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Christian had no idea, so I apologize for that.
And that was
I saw that tweet.
Surprisingly enough, one of my favorite bands growing up. So.
And you didn't know he was a singer, huh?
And I didn't know he was a singer, so that's interesting.
How do we
I don't
know
really
this
like...
isn't the Rob Thomas?
No. Not a chance.
Can you just quickly sing Bent?
No,
and go.
No way.
Actually, I prefer unwell. Can you go with unwell?
I don't know any of the songs.
He knows them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, dude. I've seen them in concert actually, and I didn't know who Rob Thomas was.
they're pretty good.
Yeah, hey, pretty good.
Have you ever won anything, Robert?
Listen to this. I won when I was like 10 years old. I won a Huffy bike from Captain Crunch cereal.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool.
How
did that work? How did you do it?
I wrote it for like 6 years. I had to like call in and send things in. I won it in like 3 different stages, so it was like the best.
Is that one of those things where it was just like your mom is friendly with the people at Captain Crunch?
I had the in at Captain Crunch, yeah.
Was your mom having an affair with the Captain Crunch?
The Captain. There was the Oops All Berries version of Captain Crunch.
Hey, man, that one's best.
That's what I bring
to the show.
There you go. Thanks. That's all we needed. Just a little chuckle.
Hey, I bought my shirt, by the way. I told you I bought my shirt the other day.
We really appreciate it. For anybody who does want to buy a shirt, we don't make any money off of it, and that's the honest truth. We make zero. But if you guys think something's cool or whatever, you can buy it and rep us, and it definitely helps out get the word out, so we appreciate it. Which shirt did you buy? Which one?
The National Public shirt. That was clutch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Whose idea was that?
Mine, of course.
Yeah. Are you an NPR nerd?
I do listen to NPR, but I'm the idea man here.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, but yeah, football.
Listen, this is what I did. I'm 2-4. I'm getting desperate. I got good receivers, and I got Shady. I have opening at my second back. So I made the trade for Zeke. I gave up Mariota. I gave up Jarvis Landry. And I gave up Cameron Brate. And I got a couple things back with Zeke. But did I give too much? Am I risking too much? I was desperate. I got to do so. I think he's going to play. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think he's going to play. Who's your other quarterback?
Are you kidding me? I got Watson.
Oh, dude, that's a great trade for you. I love it. Yeah. I think Zeke will end up playing. Between all the appeals and all that stuff going on, I think he's going to play. What are your thoughts, Christian? Of course, this is all speculation. I have nothing to base this off of, but yeah, I'm feeling good about him.
I think at some point, eventually, he will serve a suspension. I don't know.
This year?
I'm inclined to say not this year, but
fine.
I'm not confident that it's not this year. So
if he plays, it's a great trade.
Weird feeling that it might be one of these things where he serves part of his suspension this year and it carries over into the next year, like it did with Doug Martin this year.
So you just hope it's week 17.
I'm just kind of hoping that, yeah, it doesn't, it's something that's clear and we know what's going to, you know, it's not something that happens in the middle of the season. Like it might happen, you know, 2 weeks from now on October 30th. So I don't think it's a bad trade. I think he's more likely to play than not, but you are taking a risk. That's all.
Yeah, well, it is a risk, but it's worth it.
I'm playing the number one guy in the league this week and I want to beat him. So that's why I know I got him for at least 2 weeks and I got matchups. And I know if I can at least win those two, I'll feel better in being possibly 4-4. So.
Yeah, no, man. I like the trade a lot. No, I think that's a good trade for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, who's your tight end? Are you going to stream tight ends?
Well, I was thinking about picking up Nick O'Leary this week. What do you think? It's either Nick O'Leary or what's his nuts from San Francisco, George Kittle. What do you think?
Kittle. I'm going Kittle. I do think O'Leary.
The options.
I just think Nick O'Leary is going to fill that Charles Clay spot. They got nobody else to throw to.
I do too, and that's why I think rest of season I like O'Leary this week. Kittle is playing Dallas, in Dallas. I'm going off memory here, but I don't think they play tight ends very well. So, I like it.
I'm going to go with Kittle then. I'm going with your suggestion.
I would. Good luck with that. But
I'm going to tweet hate you if it doesn't work on Sunday.
Go for it. We get it all the time.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, that's putting ourselves out there. It's okay though. I'll take the good with the bad. If it's good though, you got to tweet at me and tell me it's good at least.
No, I'll definitely throw your way.
Looking at the matchup adjusted fantasy points allowed, schedule adjusted fantasy points allowed that I have here, Dallas is right in the middle of the pack in the NFL. But Tampa Bay, Nick O'Leary playing against Tampa Bay, is actually one of the better teams against tight ends. So be careful if you are going to roll with O'Leary. That's not a good matchup.
Yeah. Well, do you have any other news to
stream? Yes,
put me on. What do you think?
Any other what? I'm sorry. I can hardly hear you. That's why I'm kind of taking a back seat.
No, that's okay. I said any other besides those two. Anybody else that you would? What about Hooper?
That's the word about the name about to come out of my mouth is Austin Hooper. Matchup against New England this week. Great matchup. But there's a guy who's out there in a lot of leagues, right? And he's the ultimate hit and miss guy. He has a great matchup this week. You're not going to get a lot of yards. You're hoping for a touchdown, but Kyle Rudolph is an option that I think you can probably get on your wire. And playing against Baltimore, Baltimore is second to last in terms of their matchup adjusted fantasy points allowed to tight ends. So Kyle Rudolph is a really good option as well as Austin Hooper. Those two are both ahead of Kittle for me. And then Nick O'Leary is way down on my list for this week.
Okay.
Yeah. Hooper, I like that you mentioned Hooper. I do like Hooper this week too. I like him better than Kittle. So, but again, Austin Hooper, I'm not sure I believe. It's just so boom or bust, it feels like. And he's a great pass catching tight end.
Is he touchdown dependent, you think?
I don't think he is. I think he is. But half the battle is opportunity. We talk about this all the time. Half the battle is opportunity, and he's going to have opportunity to score against this New England defense.
Mm-hmm. Especially with Sanu out. So that's.
I agree. Good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sanu is
so I agree with Brito. Hooper, then Kittle, then a little bit down the list is O'Leary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. You guys are awesome. Hey, seriously, your show. I started listening to podcasts this year. I came across your show, and you know, it's definitely different from all the other ones. But I definitely listen to it at work all the time.
We appreciate it.
Here's the best way to sum this up that I can give you is Captain Crunch's full name, Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Where'd you get
that
from?
That's not true. Don't believe everything you hear. That is not true.
That is according to a 2013 Wall Street Journal article.
I don't believe it.
His ship is also named the Guppy.
I do believe that.
He was born on Crunch Island. Okay. I will be tweeting this out right now.
Robert, we really appreciate you listening. We appreciate all your interaction on Twitter and all that stuff. It means a lot to us. We appreciate it.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
You too, buddy. Good guy. Austin, are you still there? Are you with us?
Yeah, man. Hey, Sanu might be playing. Sanu's probably playing this week.
Yeah.
So, I like Cleveland's tight end better this week than those, just so y'all know.
Cleveland's tight end.
David Njoku
out of Miami.
Yeah, there you go. Njoku. Yeah.
And just say Njoku because that's how they used to say it.
Njoku. There you go. Yeah.
Because
Doyle had two opportunities last week. O'Doyle or whatever freak his name is.
Yeah. Okay. Look, Njoku's okay, and I think he'll be fine.
Are you going to say it like that? It's literally Njoku.
Njoku.
Yeah. He's okay. He's right. He's okay. He's safe. He's safe for this week. Yeah.
He's safe. Tennessee's pass defense is porous. But you got to remember,
you're right.
Njoku's averaging 3 targets a game.
Oh, dude, 2 catches he killed me last week. No, he killed me last week. I'm not going to lie. But, you look at the Indy game and, you know, Doyle, whatever, yeah, he has so many opportunities to make some big – I mean, honestly, that game could have gone the other way if Doyle would have made those catches. So,
yeah,
I think there's opportunities for whatever his name, Njoku or Njoku, and you know, I choke my own, whatever you want to call it, tight end. He could do good things this week. So,
yeah,
Don't get wrong. I just think he's better than Hooper this week. I think he's safer than Hooper because I do think Sanu's back this week. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to drop whatever that other kid's name is in a couple leagues.
I think I'll take Hooper all day over any of the guys we talked about.
I don't know. Hooper's not been that good either.
Yeah, but he hasn't played against New Orleans and against New England.
That's true. And ASJ, I mean, don't get wrong, ASJ, I'll tell it all day. ASJ was he was money last week.
ASJ all day.
ASJ all day.
Dude, I got some fun facts here for you. Apparently, there was a Captain Crunch Airheads Berries, which was a crossover between Airheads candy and Kraft Captain Crunch cereal.
What is Captain Crunch made of? What is it made of?
Straight corn sugar. I'm assuming.
Yeah, sugar.
Made of Skittles. And what has happened with Skittles? It got kicked out of the game. So it's not good for you. So don't ever play it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, so Home Run Crunch was a limited edition version of the cereal. It's actually currently available. Was initially released in 1995 and featured baseball-related marshmallows, like little home plates, you know, baseball caps, mitts, whatever. So that's the Home Run Crunch.
So Marshawn Lynch, Skittles, ejected from the game.
I don't understand what you're doing there. I really don't understand what the Skittles.
I tried.
In relation to the.
So don't eat them. Ejected. Never mind.
Does this sound good? Captain Crunch, orange cream pop crunch.
Don't eat them.
No, right? Doesn't sound good. How does this sound good? No. Captain Crunch, cinnamon roll crunch.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I bet you that's going to be like a cross between Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Captain Crunch. I'm all for that.
Haven't had it. I would try it. See, I remember this. Captain Crunch Christmas Crunch special edition for the holiday season with like the little red and green berries. And they have like little trees.
Yeah.
The little Christmas trees. You remember those?
Yes, I do remember those.
Yeah, that sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Halloween Crunch. All right, one more. Captain Crunch Choco Donuts.
No, let's stop this. This is getting a little crazy now.
I was going to say Seahawks and New York Giants.
For defenses?
Mm.
What's the question? Who's going to win?
No, I was going to go through matchups. I thought we were going back to matchups.
Okay. All right, let's get back to fantasy football. Let's get back to football.
Yeah.
Is it crazy to say that Davante Adams – well, I'll give you some facts first. Davante Adams has out-snapped Jordy Nelson the last 2 weeks, has out-targeted him the last 2 weeks. Is it crazy for me to say on Twitter that it is trending that is Davante Adams is becoming the most productive wide receiver in Green Bay, and I think moving forward, Davante Adams will be better than Jordy Nelson the rest of the season?
Why would that be crazy?
I don't think it's crazy. As Brito, he thinks so.
I don't think it's crazy either.
You think it's all right? Okay.
I think they're close enough that not crazy at all. It's not even
Brito wants them.
It's possible, and it's darn right, you know, probable.
Look,
maybe.
Jordy Nelson, I understand
I'd rather have Jordy.
Player.
But
Really?
I'd rather have Jordy, but I think they're both fine.
What
do you
I
think
was Bennett
gets
saying,
more production because of this or no?
Jordy Nelson is a very good football player. A lot of his production comes from his chemistry with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers mm-hmm. not there anymore. That same chemistry, yes. Does he have talent? For sure. Who knows if Davante Adams' raw talent isn't as good as Jordy's? It could be. Right. And if the chemistry is there, then we're looking at a new wide receiver one in Green Bay.
Well, what you got to think about is Aaron Rodgers' ability to scramble. Who benefited the most from that?
Right, Jordy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
His ability to break away, so his routes.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, Jordy just understood where Aaron Rodgers was going, and that helped him out a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Davante Adams is the one there, but I also don't think you have to worry about Davante Adams. I think he's still going to be solid rest of season. He's not going to be the same guy without Aaron Rodgers as he was with Aaron Rodgers, but you can still, for most weeks, plug and play him without a problem.
On the other side, or on another position, I should say, Ty Montgomery and Aaron Jones. I know we talked about this a little bit, but I kind of want to just air it out here. Ty Montgomery is a better pass blocker, and they're definitely going to need that to give the new quarterback some more time.
What's his name?
Yeah, Hundley or Aaron Rodgers.
I know that Dale has problems with this guy's name. That's why I want to
Aaron
Hundley. Hundley.
Oh yeah, no, you said it right the first time.
Okay,
Hundley. Hundley.
Anyway,
the N is very soft.
Yes.
Hundley.
Yes.
The D actually is soft. Ha.
Yeah. D is soft. Nice. So yeah, I think that Ty Montgomery is going to benefit most from Aaron Rodgers being gone. If Aaron Jones can stay productive while he's on the field and learn how to pass block a little bit better than he does right now, granted, he's a rookie and he hasn't had a lot of playing time, so we get it. But Aaron Jones can be
cautious.
A beast.
Do you think the game script will be a little cautious?
Cautious of what?
New Orleans?
Yeah, do you think they'll just try and run it a little more for just Hundley a little more
I guess they could, but I think Ty Montgomery will get the bulk of those snaps. I think Ty Montgomery is back to own this week. And we'll see how it plays out this week. If Aaron Jones can pass block a little bit better.
Okay. I say Ty Montgomery does not get double-digit rushing attempts.
Very possible.
I think he gets the attempts. I don't think he gets double digits like we hope that, we're used to seeing.
Right.
I actually might still give Aaron Jones one more week of he's the guy.
Really?
Okay.
I think Dale's right on track as far as the pass blocking. I think that's going to give him the most usage. Just to get Hundley his feet, get his confidence up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Hundley hasn't played since what, preseason week four?
Yeah, exactly.
Last week, Ty Montgomery played 30% of the snaps. This week, I think he's more in line to play about half the snaps.
I haven't looked it up. Are the two offensive linemen back this week?
I don't know.
Two that were injured.
I looked that up.
Yeah, that's your job.
Just to let you know,
I had Tyreek Hill at 10, Christian Hemming at 13, so I'll probably win that battle. But Christian did have Amari Cooper up ahead of me. I had him pretty low, and Christian had him a couple spots higher. So
I moved him up to 20 this week, and I was like, man, I really do think that Cooper has a chance of breaking out this week. Kansas City's pass defense hasn't been anything scary at all. Exciting. And I just thought, and unfortunately, I did believe in myself and move Cooper up, probably not as much as I should have.
Right, right. Well, I knew Cooper was going to be, I had, you know, feeling that he was going to be top 30. And so I just kind of felt good about saying, oh, 26 sounds right about, right. I had him ahead of Terrell Pryor and John Brown and Danny Amendola. So,
right.
I don't know. We're, I guess we're both kind of close.
113 yards, two touchdowns. Yeah.
So did any of y'all rake CJ Spiller up there since he got hired by the KC?
No. What is wrong with Austin? Put him back on mute.
What? Let me know when you get that. I was trying to be funny. Jeez.
That's a problem. Let's go ahead
and negative points right now.
Let us. Well, that's exactly what he finished with last year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just the fact that he gets picked up, and what's the point of him getting picked up if he's going to have negative points? You know what I mean?
Didn't he end up having? I'm not sure if this was last year or the year before. Something like the end of the season with like 8 rushes for minus 6 yards or something.
Yeah, it was bad.
Hey, really, really quick, while we have a chance, I want to talk really quick about the draft app. Christian.
Yeah.
Yes. What? Tell us a little bit about Draft and how people can benefit from downloading and playing us.
Okay. If you are listening to our show and you are not playing us on Draft, you're doing something wrong. You can follow us on Draft by using promo code EatSleeveFantasy. Literally get to join one of our $3 games for free. If you do end up depositing money and you don't like it for any reason, they have a money-back guarantee promotion going on. So, like, there's no reason not to try out the Draft and just incorporate some daily fantasy into your every week. And honestly, I love it because I'm just crushing it every week. 2 weeks ago, I doubled my money. Last week, tripled my money. I'm apparently very good at the Draft app. So maybe you don't want to play against me and you want to play against Dale instead and take his money and make his wife upset that he keeps making deposits. But, man, the Draft app is basically daily fantasy football in which you can do a live snake draft with your buddies or whoever you're playing with. You could do it with us, a live snake draft. You don't have to worry about if you want Antonio Brown and you don't want someone else to have them and 20% of the other people have them because you're playing on a different daily fantasy site. No, you get a real snake draft where you pick your players, and it's the best part of fantasy football, the draft, and you get to do it every single week.
Yep, exactly. And did you talk about the guarantee yet? I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's like the most awesomest part.
And so, yeah, if you want to get our promo code is EatSleeveFantasy. If you want to follow Dale, his thing is ESF Dale, and mine is ESF Burrito. So
yeah, I've already done like 4 drafts already for this week. I'm probably gonna do a lot more tomorrow and Saturday, just because they're fun. Like even if they're like $1 drafts, they're just still fun to do. So I usually do $1 or $3 drafts. Burrito goes for the big bucks and tries to do the $5 ones, and I get roped into them sometimes.
Yep.
But check
that's
it out
where I
for sure.
Most of my money last week was off Dale's joining my $5 ones.
No bad luck for me this week though. I've had I actually made my money back yesterday. I'm back in the black. But I'm gonna do better this week. I have a good feeling about it.
I've only lost money once, 1 week.
Yeah. Well, I've lost a lot, then won a lot, and lost a lot, and won a lot, so I'm back in the black now.
I really like Draft. I cannot emphasize that enough. Like, I really like...
No, actually, you can't emphasize it enough, and I think you already have.
Hey, you know what I really like? Since we're going to talk about things that we really like, maybe we can get these guys as a sponsor, like, legitimately. there's this ice cream called Halo Top.
Yep, I heard of it.
What? You ever heard of it?
Yes.
So it's literally like, okay... I don't know if it's all, are they branded as like a low-cal ice cream? Is that what their thing is?
I believe so. I tried it once. My wife got it and, I wasn't crazy about it, but I heard that I got a crappy flavor, that there's some good flavors out there.
Okay, so I haven't tried all the flavors. The cookie dough.
Okay, hold on. Are you giving a free ad right now?
I'm giving a free ad. Literally, if they want to become our sponsors, I would be thrilled. We got to figure out how maybe we can annoy them with our listeners, and maybe they'll give us a sponsorship. No, but seriously, I'm giving them a free ad. If you ever want to get like a treat that you can add to your without having to feel guilty, the whole pint of cookie dough ice cream is 360 calories. The whole pint. Ooh. And so I got that today. I went to Publix. I went down. And I was like, man, dude, it's great. Like, really, like, it tastes
how
I'd rather have that than like a Ben and Jerry's. And it's a quarter of the calories.
So how long did it take you to finish both pints?
I hated that joke.
You know,
first time you made it.
You know, also 360 calories.
What? Awesome.
What?
Wait, hold on. I have a feeling Austin's going to ruin.
Well, you get the drop ready. Get the drop ready. What's 360 calories, Austin?
4 ounces of whiskey. I bet you our listeners would rather have whiskey than ice cream. I bet you
first
put that
all,
on. I bet you.
I bet
you, don't
you
put
the
that
BMI.
On
listen, no, the BMI of fantasy football players. I'm willing to bet. I'm not saying correlation is causation or anything like that, but I'm willing to bet the BMI of fantasy football players is higher than the BMI of a normal person.
What? Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Because we sit,
right?
Imagine our Sundays. You know how many steps I get in on a Sunday is maybe 300. Maybe 300.
Bathroom, kitchen, and back.
Do you guys have that? Do any of you have smartwatches?
Yes.
No.
I have one. I have a Garmin.
Does your stupid watch tell you, hey, it's time to stand up?
Yeah, it says move, bitch.
On Sunday, I get that notification so many times, and it only goes away when I get up to go to the fridge or something. Love Sundays. I love hearing that guy from the Red Zone channel, which is like, all right, put down your remote, 7 hours of commercial-free football. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'm the same way. Like I said, Sundays, I don't. If I get more than 300 steps, it was a good day.
Yeah, but
and that's
so
only
next time,
go get some beer or go get some gin or go get some whiskey, and that's it.
Next time, though, swap that whiskey. Grab a Halo Top. Get the
– I think it's an East Coast
keto
thing, man. I don't think we have Halo Top here.
Oh, man. Okay, Dale, what can we – how can we do this? We need to do it, like, on Twitter? What is their thing?
Yes.
Halo.
I think we need to start a hashtag – to get Halo's attention. What is
so you come up with the hashtag? Their Twitter handle is at Halo Top Creamery, or you could just search for Halo Top.
I want to see if our listeners would rather have whiskey or if they'd want to have a whole tub of Halo Top ice cream. Let's see if that's first. I'm kind of curious.
They got flavor called cinnamon roll.
Because that would be interesting. Is it the liqueur?
You think it might be good?
And I'm not talking
like
and what I'm talking is no mixed drinks. It can't be mixed drinks. We're talking straight liqueur, you know, straight liquor.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because
why are you ruining my
Halo
Top ad that
I'm
not getting paid
for? You know, you're not getting paid for it. You know, and whiskey, that could be anything. It could be Jameson, it could be Blanton's, it could be, you know, Single Barrel, it could be...
Is it bad that I would rather have a sponsorship from Halo Top right now than Jameson?
Really?
Yeah, bro, I really want that free ice cream.
All right, I'm tweeting.
You know what?
I'm going
to send you a $25 gift card. I'm getting on... Send me your thing, and I'm getting on PayPal right now so I can buy you a tub.
I just tweeted, let's get Halo Top Creamery to sponsor our pod, ? And I'm using the hashtag ESF4Halo. So if you guys want to help us, use hashtag ESF4Halo.
Why not Halo for ESF?
Okay. Halo.
No, you already did.
No, I didn't.
The name is cool. The name is cool. I'll give you that much. I do like the name.
Help us out. Hashtag Halo for ESF. I'm tweeting it, okay?
Okay.
So Kansas City has given up on the run. That makes me mad.
All right. I think we need to start wrapping up now. We've been on for a while. We may, if you're not listening to this live, we may have put it under two separate shows. So we appreciate it. We should, probably should have said that at the beginning of the show, but oh well. You can follow us on our Twitter, EatSleepFF. You can find us on Facebook. We post some stuff there. Christian, anything else you want to mention?
Yes. Tweet at Halo Top Creamery. Sponsor Eats at Eat Sleep Fantasy and use hashtag
what's Halo the hashtag? Four, hashtag Halo H-A-L-O the number 4 E-S-F. Okay.
I mean, we are Eat Sleep Fantasy. We have Draft. That's
exactly.
Our fantasy sponsor.
And you're right. Eat Sleep and fantasize about ice cream and fantasy football.
We don't talk about sleep enough.
No, next episode is all geared towards sleeping.
Honestly, like if someone wants to call in next live episode and give me some like mattress tips, I have a memory foam mattress that I'm not that fond of, and I'm looking to get a new one soon.
Nice. Let's do it. So maybe we need a mattress sponsor too. Hey, okay,
also,
Christian.
Like,
Christian, wait, hold on. We're going to end this episode, okay? I need you to do one thing. I need you to give a 30-second ad to Halo right now if they're listening. How would you do it? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. If you're interested.
No, you got to start. No. You have to start off.
Oh,
hey, guys. Christian
Halo
here with Eat Sleep.
That was so bad.
All right.
No.
Listen, man.
This is
why it's bad. Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, guys. Christian Brito here with Eat Sleep Fantasy, and I'm going to tell you about one of our favorite sponsors, Halo Top Ice Cream. You don't have to question our sponsorship from Halo Top Ice Cream and be like, are they just endorsing something that they don't really like or whatever? We're literally trying to get sponsored by them because we love them. I genuinely love Halo Top Ice Cream. It is all the flavor with none of the feel bad afterwards and your wife calling you names because you're eating the whole pint of Ben and Jerry's because you can eat the whole pint of Halo Top. Go away, Wade. I mean, oh my God, that's twice.
He called him Wade.
Again,
for
away,
Christian
Austin.
Brito, I'm Dale, and Austin is here in the background. Thanks for joining us on this live episode. We will talk to you guys.
Yeah. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. We talking mock drafts. Running backs better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy Football.